The only state named after a president held its Republican presidential caucuses on Saturday. Former Governor Mitt Romney came away with the win. He also got some momentum heading into this week's Super Tuesday contest. We'll have more on those for you tomorrow. Tens of thousands of Washingtonians had been expected to take part in the caucus meetings this weekend. We've talked about candidates winning delegates in primaries and caucuses. Washington's caucuses award those delegates proportionally. So since Governor Romney got the most votes, he also won the most delegates, but he didn't win all of them. The Republican candidate who wins his party's nomination will face off in the general election against President Obama, the likely Democratic nominee. When he was elected in 2008, Obama had overwhelming support from one group of Americans. Suzanne Malveaux looks at whether history might repeat itself in this year's election and the possible reasons why or why not.
Donnell Scott has a framed newspaper story on his wall about President Obama when he won the 2008 election.
I wanted to capture this for my family because, again, it was so historical.
But this year, he's not sure he wants to vote for Obama again.
These next few months are going to be the telltale sign of me making that decision.
African Americans have been hit hard by the economy, with black unemployment at 13.6%, almost double the rate of whites.
I've held almost three or four different jobs at one time. When you have a family that you're trying to support, you would do whatever it takes, no matter the odds.
In 2008, African Americans went to the polls in record numbers. 96% of African Americans who voted for President Obama. With some people in the black community feeling a sense of disappointment now, the question is, can the president hold on to the black vote? Former Obama policy advisor and now DNC head Patrick Gaspard believes he can.
African Americans have been disproportionately affected by the recession. Over the course of the last 23 months, we've of course seen 3.7 million jobs grown in the private sector alone. And there is a sense that we're beginning to turn this around.
Representative Maxine Waters has been one of the president's toughest critics for not doing enough for black unemployment. Even so, she says Republican attacks on President Obama will help energize blacks to vote.
Since the Republican candidates have taken to the air with these debates, they have tried to undermine the presidency in so many ways. They have strengthened the resolve of African Americans to reelect this president.
We've got to decide what kind of country we want to be.
Last month, the Obama campaign launched African Americans for Obama to generate support in black communities. At a barber shop in Atlanta, opinions were mixed on whether or not to vote for the president in November.
He's going to have to become very convincing to minorities right now.
Other than that, it's going to sound like the same story over again. And they'll still be waiting on change.
I think he's done a ton with the cards that he was dealt. I think four more years would do him and do us and do the country well.
Well, at the start of today's show, we said we'd tell you who's going to be the next president. Didn't say of the United States, though. Russia held its presidential election yesterday, and as the votes came in, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin declared victory. This is Putin on the left here with Russia's current president. If these election results are confirmed, Putin will be going back to the job he held from 2000 to 2008. He had to step down because Russian presidents can't serve more than two terms in a row. Putin appeared to have a big lead at the polls, but there have been a lot of protests against him recently. One Russian lawmaker was demanding a runoff election because he didn't think Sunday's votes were counted fairly.